Hey, hey, welcome to season 7 of Moments with Ndero podcast, a space where you will be inspired, encouraged, and uplifted. For those who are tuning in for the very first time, thank you so much. For those who are watching on YouTube, hit the like button, hit subscribe, and thank you for watching. And for those who have been on this journey from day one, thank you, thank you, thank you. So just to continue on the last episode where we were reflecting on two kinds of evidences, where fear is false evidence appearing real and faith is the assurance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen, that faith comprehends as fact what cannot be experienced by our physical senses. And with that, we were just contemplating upon the importance on focusing on the right form of evidence, on the right type of evidence, because fear will cripple us, fear will hold us back, fear will make us stay in our comfort zones, whereas faith already knows that whatever we're seeking to accomplish is a fact, is a reality, is just not seen yet. So with that in mind, as we are working towards our goals, our dreams, our aspirations, the thing is this: as we keep on pushing forward, you know, just imagine you're on a hike, you're scaling a mountain, and the horizon is quite far, and you're wondering, how will I get there? You know, with each step it seems further, or, you know, sometimes when we are so tired and fatigued, maybe because of the mirage, it seems closer. When you get to that point, you're like, drat, the horizon has shifted again. And one of the things that can happen when we are looking out into the distance and seeing that the horizon is so far, we can get very overwhelmed with the reality that we're still not yet there. And that happens on a day-to-day basis. You begin to realize that I'm still not yet there. But when you look back, you're not where you used to be, but yet again, you're not where you want to be or where you're working towards. Many of us find ourselves in that in-between moment where we are not where we used to be and we're not where we want to be. What do you do with this in between? And many of us, myself included, find ourselves getting very disappointed, frustrated, angry with ourselves, angry with those in our lives, and also angry with God, because why am I here in this in between? If I have faith, if I've chosen to believe that what I am seeking to achieve is a reality in the future, how comes it hasn't come to pass? This in-between moment can't be rushed, and there's no shortcut to where you want to be. It's a process that you have to embrace. It's a process that you have to acknowledge, because if you choose to, and I'm sure there are people in our midst that we can point out who have chosen not to embrace their in-between moments, and they decide to retreat and go back to where they used to be. And again, they find themselves stuck. They find themselves back to their comfort zones. And their dreams and visions become more and more distant, and slowly they give up on their dreams. But you and I, we are going to choose that we're going to embrace this in-between moment of our lives and see it as a moment of learning. What do we need to learn so that by the time we get to this point that we're so eager to get to, that we are fully equipped, that we are fully ready for those things, that we have the capacity to be stewards of those resources that we are hoping to get, that we are good stewards of the blessings that we will receive at this point. Because this in-between moment is a teacher. This in-between moment is a classroom. But how many of us are aware that it's a moment to learn? Or are we using this moment to complain, which is normal? Are we using this moment to compare our lives with others and get so frustrated and disappointed that, again, we can get stuck in this in-between moment? I want us to truly dig in deep within our reservoirs and recognize that faith is the assurance of things hoped for. That whatever we are hoping for is right there at the horizon. But we need to learn. We need to learn in this in-between moment. We need to let go of all the things that we need to let go of so that we can keep moving forward. So my question to you and to myself, what lesson have I been ignoring in this in-between moment? There's a lesson, guys. There's a lesson that we're being taught, but we are so quick to ignore it because it comes with discomfort that we need to dig in deep and look within ourselves and figure out what needs to change for me to get to this point. Because your external circumstances, your external world will not change until you change. And when I recognize that for me to have a different environment, for me to have different outcomes, I needed to change. Very painful, because I had to face my good, bad, and ugly. Mention all of them one by one. Cannot continue holding on to you, whatever that could be for you in your own life circumstances. I'm the constant in this journey, and you're the constant in your journey. Everything else will change, but you are the constant. What lesson do you need to learn? What lesson are you ignoring because you don't want to face the good, the bad, and the ugly of your life? I know it's hard taking stock of your life and recognizing that there's so much more that you could do, but do it. Do it, because this in-between will become a point in time where you will look back and say, I used to be there. And then you'll be aiming for another point where you're not where you want to be, but at least you're not where you used to be. So I hope that will encourage you to just embrace the in-between moment where you're standing in the corridor and you're wondering, what next? What next is, there's a lesson to learn. There's a lesson to learn, so don't ignore it, and take stock and become the person that your future self will be proud of. Until the next episode, take care. This season of Moments with Ndero podcast is powered by workspaceglobal.com, branding made easy.